a big Long Island welcome for Miss Phoebe Snow.
God is punishing me, the God of technicality.
But they'll say no regrets?
Probably not, but I will say this. No, this is totally serious. Ella Fitzgerald died yesterday. And, so I guess I'm dedicating this whole evening to her memory because nobody like me would ever get a job without Ella Fitzgerald. No little whippersnapper like me would ever have a dream. Actually, as I strum gently on the guitar, I'll tell you. Ella Fitzgerald actually heard of me. Should I tell you an Ella Fitzgerald story later? Later. Not while I'm stressing out about how totally technically inept I am right now.
Thank you.
Stuff, we want to like try it out on you. This is going to feed back now, this microphone. I'm so sorry that I'm like doing my sound check in front of you. Please forgive me.
Okay.
So my vocal mic is like feeding back, and like it's a beautiful Sunday evening. No, Saturday, sorry. And I'm a total flake, I know. Okay, so like we're gonna do a new song.
No.
Yes, we are. We're gonna do a new song that I co-wrote with my keyboard player over there, who's in his casual kind of mode tonight. Mr. Gerard McMahon, who is just absolutely brilliant. you know, I'm going to record this song on a new album, so. Whatever.
Okay, just if I try it.
Ain't gonna be like this. Ain't gonna be like that. No, no, no.
force me to do another new one.
No regrets. No regrets.
I'm so. We have to do another one.
And one.
Two.
Three.
This is a song that came out on a Jeff Golub record earlier this year. It's a standard. And I just realized that I can't see the words.
Oh, shit. We gotta get some of this tech shit right now. And I don't want to stand here and like, okay, it's getting better.
No, I totally have to read the words, and I'm so sorry. I'm an old woman. I've been around for hundreds of years. You know this.
How old are you?
How old am I? Are you kidding me? You got me in a chatty mood. You think I'm going to tell you more? I won't. You like to guess if you want. I really want.
26.
Bingo.
That's where I stop.
This is, I'm so casual because I know everybody here. I just know that I've met everybody here at some point in my life.
Know it.
Oh. Okay.
You time.
Okay.
There you go. Hey.
We have the technology.
Can you all see the words from here? Because perhaps we can do a sing-along. Just like in, you know, camp or something. I wish I knew that one anymore. I don't know. Hit me with your rhythm stick. I'm losing control of the show. I can feel it.
No, I'm good.
No, it's okay. Okay.
Ain't it fucking now?
I'll be yours.
Start playing something. My hormones are starting to kick in. You know how that can be. No, you don't. Oh, no. I'll just stand here.
You are still on the hormone thing, you know?
Oh, they're scared now because I said hormone.
We're the poster boys for it.
Be careful, we're feminists up here. Orchestra and Frank Sinatra. It was called The Concert. Anybody going to argue with that? The Eurus Theater, and to impress me as a young fledgling singer, this guy brought me backstage. And I was really, I didn't want to tell anybody I was pregnant yet. It was sort of like a little secret. And she was wearing these glasses that were so thick, they were like the bottoms of Coca-Cola bottles. You could barely see her eyes through them. I think she had, everything okay over there? I'll just continue. She could barely see, and you could barely see her eyes. I think she had glaucoma. She had a lot of physical stuff. And she comes right over to me. She was legally blind, and she comes over to me like this. And I'm putting my hand out to kind of shake her hand, and she puts her hand right over me, and she goes, "You're gonna have a baby, aren't you?" That's my Ella Fitzgerald story. She was pretty proud of me. So all night long, it's Ella Fitzgerald night.
I found a dream that I could speak of.
applause for you, Ella.
I'd like work with me on this dynamically. Let's make it dynamic. This is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago, and I hope you can hear the words. I hope I can record this song. It's a little on the heavy side. No, it's See, you don't trust me. When I start to get serious, it's like all over. You just don't believe that I'm serious. No, I really wrote this. I think the words are self-explanatory. It's called Breakdown Before Breakthrough, which is kind of a little tiny life story. Yeah, somebody's getting it up front here. You know? Yeah. But it's a healing song. It's a song about getting well again and healing all the wounds again, which is really my story. I'm like so happy to be alive and working with you. It's really cool. I dedicate this to all of you who have been recovering and are feeling better. God bless you all so much.
Break down before I break through. I got to find a way to get over you.
I gotta chill it. I gotta take a break. I didn't really start the song yet, I'm chilling. I didn't really start yet.
I'll tell you when I'm starting.
That song like freaks me out. Okay, now I start it.
Tuning.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
to tell you a little story. Have you guys seen Welcome to the Dollhouse yet?
No.
You have to go see it. Your friend's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm against it. I'm sorry. Everybody here co-produced and directed it. It is so cool, and you know what? When you go to see it, because I know you will, it's like about me. This is what's really freaking me out, is I think this guy knows something about my childhood and wrote a movie about me. It totally freaked me out. He's got Tony Dekar. Should I tell the Eskimo joke? Was there another joke that I heard that was better than the Eskimo joke? No, every joke I know is too disgusting to tell. Does anybody know any joke? Okay, we're good.
I can't go to you.
I also don't play the guitar very much anymore. This is a special little secret that I'm going to share with you. See? No requests. Okay, you get me now. I have eczema on this hand.
Ew, gross!
And I also have carpal tunnel syndrome. Does anybody know what that is? The heartbreak of carpal tunnel syndrome. What is it? Would anybody like to know what it is? This is a totally biological, technical kind of thing. It means your hands go numb sometimes. So, tonight. No, I don't want to have an operation, thank you. I've had an operation already. So, you might see my hands flop to my side. But this is professional show business. We will carry on. My hands flop limply to my side. I don't have carpal tunnel syndrome in my larynx. So let's all say a little prayer. What I want to do. I just have to tell you, I've never done this before, but I have to tell you a quick little thing about this next song. This is a John Lennon song. I was an enormous, enormous John Lennon fan. And the night he died, I was in New York City, and I came home very quickly, and I didn't want to hear any more disc jockeys crying. Every station, there was somebody crying. I said, I know what I'm going to do. I had one of those big stereo receivers, and it had a big round dial where you could just flip it, and it would go boing, and it would just land on a station. This is a true story. And I flipped the dial. I was like freaking out, and I turned it to this station. If anybody else heard this show, because I still to this day think I imagine this, there's a bunch of psychics sitting around. And it was about 1 o'clock in the morning on this little staticky radio station. And they said, and to close our show tonight, we want to say something very metaphysical about the death of John Lennon. We want to say that we believe that there was a song that he wrote which was prophetic, and that he knew that his time here was limited. And if you listen to the words of the song, and I was like flipping out, and I heard the song a million times, and never quite listened to it like that. And I've always wanted to sing this song, so I want to sing it tonight. So. want to introduce all of the band to you now, because I love this band so much, and they're so wonderful. Starting over here on my left, your right, playing guitar, keyboard, harmonica, vocals, dressed
all-around eagles here.
To impress. My musical guru, Mr. Gerard McMahon. On bass, vocals, and he will be selling ice cream after the show. Mr. Tony Silver. Playing the drums, I don't need to say anything more, is Mr. Abe Speller. I write your left, playing the guitar, singing backup vocals. I've worked with him for almost 14 years now. He is totally out of his mind. He's clinically insane. Mr. Larry DeBarry. You want to tell him about your grandfather?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Thank you. help you for minutes. I want to share something with you. I know I've been sharing all night, and I'm just so burnt out from sharing. But there's one more little tiny thing that I want to share with you. This next beautiful ballad. I think this was written perhaps in the 16th or the 17th century. It's an old English folk song. It has so much relevance in the world. It's very difficult for me to get through this. It's about a young woman whose lover leaves her, and she runs off into the forest. And all alone, she begins to feel these words. And even in 1996,